Michigan and the Upper Peninsula at the Berry Event Center. Ferris State picks up the weekend split, falling to the Northern Michigan Wildcats 2-0 today. My name is Dominic Koenig, joined now downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room. Coach Censure joining us on the postgame show. Coach, just your initial thoughts and the reaction after the 2-0 loss to Northern Michigan here tonight.
Well, Dom, it's disappointing to get another split on a weekend where we did win on Friday, and we're coming off a night where we felt that we had played our best hockey we've seen so far from this group, and we're not gonna mask it over. We did take a small step backwards tonight, but a lot of times with the younger team, it takes patience to develop, and sometimes it is two steps forward, which I thought we took last night, for a small step backwards, which we did tonight. And at the end of the day, we made some great strides in the last week or two in our defensive zone coverage, and that we thought that was probably our biggest weakness up to now. And we were better in that area tonight, but now we have to find a way. We're struggling to score goals, and we really have to focus on our offensive zone play. We have to find some ways to use our bodies and generate some good low play and generate some better offensive opportunities.
There's that old adage, you sweep at home, split on the road, or it's easy to get a win, but it's good teams always get the sweep. Why is it so hard to get the second night victory? I mean, is it a mental thing? What's the reason that teams just can't complete the weekend sweep for the most part?
Well, it's tough on the road in college hockey, and we talk about that all the time. And I believe this is the third situation we've been in where we've won Friday on the road, against St. Lawrence, at Michigan State last week, and then here last night. And to beat a team once in their own building's hard, but to do it twice is unbelievably hard. And they had a great crowd here tonight, and it's a tough place to play with the bigger ice sheet, but we're not going to make excuses. It is hard to win on the road against anybody in college hockey, but to beat someone back-to-back nights is something that's unique about the sport. There's not a lot of sports around collegiate sports you're going to find where you have to walk into another building and play the same team two nights in a row. It's tough to do, and so I think that's why you see it, not just us, but all across college hockey, just kind of a common theme where it's just hard to get those sweeps on the road. So, and you can't take anything away from Northern. I thought they played an excellent game tonight. They're a good team. They're a top 20 team. They were undefeated before they lost to us last night. So, we knew they were a good team. They showed that tonight, and I thought, their goaltender was exceptional, and it was another night, like last night, where you just saw, a battle between two really, really good goaltenders, and, it kept the offenses at bay, so to speak. And I give credit to CJ and their goaltender Matthias Dahlstrom as well.
The lone change in the lineup tonight from last night, Maloney sat tonight and Dominic Panetta was inserted in that left wing fourth line position. Thoughts on the Panetta's performance here tonight?
Well, he brought some energy and did some things for us that helped, and it's tough to be in his situation where you haven't really necessarily played as much as he'd probably like to, and then you get out there and you have to try to jam into gear, and his game's kind of built for a smaller ice sheet, so to speak, like ours would be, or a traditional NHL sheet would be. So it's kind of tough to grade just on one night, but overall, last night that line really brought us a lot of energy. So and they did tonight as well. So it's just you just have to say that we, no matter which line's out there, we have to find a way to continue on the upward trend we have been in the defensive zone, but find a way to really to generate some good offensive hockey as well.
1-for-38 on the man advantage this season. What's the deal right now?
Well, it's tough and it's frustrating. It's frustrating for the players. It's frustrating for the coaches. It's frustrating for everybody. But tonight, I really thought we generated some excellent opportunities on the power play, and we had some really good attack time. We had them pinned in, and we had shifts where their defensemen and their four penalty killers were caught out there for a minute 15, a minute 20 seconds, and we were generating grade A chances that entire time. So I think the power play is coming the right way. Tonight, I think it was more than anything just a byproduct, and the entire weekend not scoring a power play goal of Dahlstrom and net for Northern. He's just that good, and it's tough to beat a goaltender that's as elite as he is. The same that they saw against CJ all weekend. Just tough to score on him, and it's tough to score on the power play. But I did think we made a lot of good strides, and hopefully we can continue that when we get on the ice again Thursday night.
All right, let's put this one in the rearview mirror now. Look ahead to the home series this week versus Alaska Anchorage, a Thursday-Friday series. I haven't seen that in my 6 years calling games for Ferris State. Looking forward to this. Do you think there's any difference playing on that Thursday night? Players might have class Friday morning still, and they don't have to worry about that. And kind of a difference on playing on Thursday. I mean, that'll be kind of fun, but also a little different as well.
Yeah, it will be different. Honestly, I hadn't thought about the class thing. But, yeah, they'll have to wake up and go to those 8 a.m. if they have them. But, really, in some ways it's good when you come off of a loss like this to turn around and play quickly. So yeah, we'll put this one in the rearview mirror. We'll learn our lessons from it. You know, we'll take the things that we can take. We obviously, you know, I thought we really struggled on faceoff today in terms of our centers losing those draws. We have to find a way to get better at that. You know, we got to find a better way to get. You know, we got to find a way to get better in the offensive zone. So, you know, well, it'll be a short week, you know, so to speak. You know, we'll get to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we got to find a way to, you know, address those issues and be ready to roll Thursday night. But, you know, we'll be excited. We'll be really, really excited to play at home. We haven't played a lot of home hockey yet, so we'll be excited to do that, and we'll be excited to play a day early, too.
Well, last year, Ferris State was 3-0 against Alaska Anchorage. They swept the Seawolves at home in Big Rapids, and they saw each other in the semifinals at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. Got the comeback victory in that as well. So 3-0 against Alaska Anchorage. What do you know about this hockey club? I mean, I know you do your research on them on Sundays and Mondays, but your initial thoughts on the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, maybe even after playing them last season?
Well, you know, last season, we did go 3-0 against them, but, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They were tough to play against, and we, you know, arguably, you know, one of those games at home at the end of the year, we needed those two wins. You know, we were in a huge run for the conference championship, and so those were big wins for us. But, you know, there was one night where CJ probably stole us a win, and again, yep. You know, in the WCHA semifinals in GR, you know, arguably they were the better team that night. We just, you know, had, you know, we found a way to score the timely goals when we needed them. So, you know, obviously we have a great deal of respect for them after the series, you know, the three games we played against them last year. So, you know, we'll be ready to roll. They're a good team. You know, they did graduate some of their more top-end offensive talent, but they're finding a way to score goals. And I know they have, a rookie goaltender who's really, really, really been playing well. So we're back to that again, where we'll be facing a hot goaltender. So, you know, it'll be a different challenge, you know, than playing up here on the bigger sheet of ice with back at home, which we like. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for that team, and we'll just have to get to work here on Monday and get ready for them.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Sam.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. We'll take a break. The box score and the audio highlights coming up after this. Ferris State falls 2-0 to Northern Michigan on Saturday night to pick up the weekend split. This is Ferris State Hockey on Sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.